Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
The way her voice comes in is so good on this record.
Yeah. Hi, guys. We're just, I'm having a snack. G's playing a song.
Ooh. Are we going to get sued for this?
Yes. You're the one. You've broken every one of your podcast rules this month. You realize that, right? You make sounds like crazy. It piss you off. Now you're playing music for more than 14 seconds. You know that, right? Just so you know.
I can't tell if he's
ignoring you. We all live in fear of you. And you've broken every one of those rules.
I listen to so many podcasts now when everyone's using like exactly 13 seconds.
Yeah, babe. You make us play horrible music.
We don't even play any music.
Well, no. That's what happened now because we used to have great music. We used to sound awesome.
When did we ever have great music?
Oh, my God. Jake, tell him. Remember when
I first started working, I would make playlists of songs that I would choose from, and I would cut these songs, and
they were great.
Edit them right, yeah.
It was so good. Awesome. It was a vibe.
I think you should open all of your podcasts with this. Oh.
Honey, I wake up every morning and open my life with that. Every
hey, do you think you could get like Phoenix into like heavy classical music or opera?
Secret Agent Wiener Dog? No. Right now he's into Old Town Road. The child is special.
Aww.
Yeah.
All right, let's do something.
All right, I'm ready. Should we do a podcast? With or without music?
Sure, why not? You know, we're in the studio. We're all here.
Cindy has a segment, squad.
Oh, boy.
Go, Cinders! Well, she wants to open. She's serious. She had a personal experience, and now she's fired up as fuck. This is Cindy fired up, guys. She's fuego.
Well, I had seen some articles on being your own advocate, your own healthcare advocate. And the articles were kind of like, you know, in general, just things like ask questions, do your research, keep your own records, track your medical bills with insurance. There are services, and after my cancer, I actually almost went into business advocating because I just thought, well, I've been doing it for a year.
You know what? There was a woman who did something similar to this, and we used to have her on the podcast, and I cannot...
Myrtle?
That was Potter.
Myrtle Potter.
I think it was something, yeah, and she had a horrible experience.
She resigned as an executive.
Yes, and started...
A CIA agent who did that, too. Yeah.
Because...
For me, I've always been meticulous and orderly, and numbers just stick in my head. Even with chemo brain, I was able to kind of track that. So for me, first of all, my body didn't feel right, and I had just had my exam with my gynecologist.
That's
3 months before.
Scary, Cindy, that the gynecologist didn't like catch it.
There was nothing there when I saw her. That's the thing.
What, when you said you didn't feel right, what was off?
Luckily, I was in shape, so I could see in my body that I was bloated.
Okay.
Pretty severely bloated, and it wasn't going down.
And you know it wasn't that you had not gone to the bathroom.
No, exactly. Because those are the things you're like,
you weren't ripping ass left, right, and center.
But even if you are, if it doesn't go away. So then I noticed when I pressed on my stomach, I can only explain it as it felt like something was pressing back. Not like resistance pushing, but I could feel something inside.
Oof.
I could feel like, not with my fingers, but something like
foreign
internally was moving around in there.
Oh, God. That's so scary.
So, you know, I called my GP and said, you are the gyno. And he said, go to your gynecologist. And she was like, well, this must just be a fibroid or something. And then she realized, wait, I just saw you 3 months ago. Let's start checking this out. So that they thought there were very large tumors, but not two very large tumors on my ovaries, but not, they didn't look like cancer. So until they took it out, and then they were like, if this is, it's stage zero, you're fine. And then 5 days later, it was like, damn it, it's cancer.
Wow.
So for me, that, it's just, I knew my body.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't right.
Yeah.
And I go through this periodically now with like, I was talking to you, Jillian, about like heartburn and things. And like, it just comes out of nowhere. And it makes me then say, okay, well, I'm going to just go get a checkup. And
right.
The doctor asks all the right questions.
But doctors are also taught, in all fairness, like they treat diseases, but very few. And we've done whole segments on this. Look for like, all right, why are your hormones out of whack? Why are you getting, they don't swim upstream to look for the cause of the problem, right? So there's that whole analogy of like, if there are bodies in a river, doctors are used to fishing them out and doing CPR. But an upstreamist is like, well, why are there bodies in the river? I need to go upstream and see what the hell's going on. Not all of them are like that.
Right. I think that's part of it. When you go to the doctor and they say, nope, this feels right. This seems right. This is great. And my gynecologist was incredible and continues to be incredible because if I complain about anything, she's like, let's get a test. Why not? Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, let's find out what's going on because she knows I know my body. But it's also then saying, being able to let it go, like the stress of what's wrong with me and say, thank God now it's in the doctor's hands.
Right.
But at the same time, being aware if the doctor says you're fine and you're not feeling fine, you keep going.
This is really common, though. I've heard horror stories about like everything from people being given the wrong medications in the hospital and almost dying.
Oh, yeah.
To it's like you got to stay on top of it.
You do. My parents were very on top of it when my mom was having surgery. Even my mom, with like,
well, that happened.
Drugged up, was able to say, those aren't those. That's not my right medication.
Holy cow!
So. You're right.
Heidi's dad almost died from that.
Yeah, you've got to keep track of the medication. You have to check it. You have to, when you get your, if you're having a lot of procedures and tests, you have to look at those EOBs, the explanations of benefits, and reconcile them with the bill from your doctor's office.
Mm.
They don't always work. It's like they'll miss something. Oh, that code was, the numbers were flipped, or it's a number off, you know, like, question the tests that you don't think you had.
Wow.
You know, it's
I never do that. I always just pay it.
No.
I literally said to Heidi, because like the kids had their, my daughter grew adenoids back. How that's possible, I have no idea. And I've been getting bills for a year. I'm like, good Lord, did we amputate a limb? Why am I still getting bills?
It's annoying.
And I pay for insurance. It's insane. Yes,
it is.
I should check. I never even thought about that.
Very often it could be a mistake. It's just clerical error and it's costing you money. I mean, I did a simple little thing the other day. I got my phone bill, my cell phone went up $5. And I was like, $5, I'll pay it. And then I thought, I've got time. Let me find out why. Well, what's it going up for? And while I was on the phone, I was like, plus I've got a data plan on an iPad I don't use. And they were like, well, let's just take that off. I ended up saving money just asking for an explanation for the additional $5. Because in the past, when I've done that, they've looked at it and said, oh, that's a mistake.
Oh, wow.
And so, but if you keep getting bills for something, you have to check
that's
it out.
True.
I will check it out whenever I think, that costs more than it usually does. So I will always.
One place where people get dinged all the time and they don't realize if they move from one state to another state, tax rates are different. So when you look at your bills, you'll see, wait a second, why am I paying a California tax rate when I live in a different state?
Yeah.
And then they'll actually retroactively go back and credit you all of the difference.
I mean, but it's amazing. You have to stay on top of it at so many levels. Mm-hmm. You have to stay on top of your own health. You have to stay on top of your own bills.
Yeah.
And you have to follow up. And if medication that you're taking, you've been taking it for a really long time, talk about it with your doctor, because sometimes medications change.
Right.
And sometimes there's a new, better option. Other times it's built up in your body.
I mean, stops working. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but I'm with you in the upstreamist ideas. It's like if I have heartburn.
Did you ever try that cabbage juice?
I've been looking everywhere for cabbage juice.
You got to juice it yourself.
That's what I've come down to.
You have to juice it.
You have to juice it. But I find that I would rather do that.
Yeah. Try it. I'm telling you, because for a while, when I was 35, I started getting really bad. And acid, whatever. And I did the it was stress. I did cabbage juice and it went away. But did you?
I'm going to try that. You said cabbage juice and little aloe vera.
I think so, right.
Banana.
Yes. And did you ever, we're totally changing subject, but did you ever get tested for
colitis?
H. pylori?
I wasn't tested for it. I was going to ask this.
Yeah, you got to get tested. Yeah. It's one of the number one causes of heartburn is a bacteria called H. pylori.
And mine is so weird. It's very out of nowhere. It's usually when my sinuses are really bad and allergies are bad. I'll get just woken up in the middle of the night,
the
like
worst.
The aliens trying to come out
God,
of my solar plexus.
God, the worst feeling. Oh, God.
And then it's gone. But, you know, I know I have acid erosion because I had an endoscopy and all that. But it's...
Jesus. Cindy.
Do you take collagen?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You do? You are okay?
I just recently started in the last couple of months, so...
Okay. Because it helps, like, with the lining of your intestines and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to continue with that and...
Look at me. Suddenly we're on the totally different... But the point is...
But this is advocating too.
Listen to your body.
I talk to you about it and I get...
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
I mean, listen to your body. Like, because I have heard all the time, especially from people that I've worked with that were overweight, they're like, doctors never believe you when you're overweight, like that something's wrong.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I had a friend that had thyroid cancer and she's like, they didn't believe me and this and this and this, and then they found it. And so it's like, if you feel something's wrong, like stick with it, you know, keep looking for answers, be proactive. You're right. Like check your bills, check the tests, get multiple opinions. Don't think like, oh, they're the expert. They know better than
me.
I must be crazy.
Absolutely.
You know, and look for, I'm a big believer in like, I'm not saying you abandon like traditional cures, but also look for alternatives. Like I was just doing in some interview today for a magazine that caters to a community that has type 2 diabetes, right? And it's like, oh, we're showing that, you know, if you eat zero carbs in the morning, it can lower your blood sugar for the rest of the day. And I was like, you realize the number one thing to sensitize your body to insulin is fitness.
Yeah.
And by the way, the only reason we develop type 2 diabetes is because we ate too much of the bad crap. Stop eating bad crap. Stop overeating. Start working out. You don't need to fast extreme amounts of time. You don't need to cut carbs from your diet. You don't need to be more proactive. Like, why is this happening? And use your common sense. Because if you really did research keto, like you really did, you looked deep beyond the blog that someone put on YouTube, you would find it's not good for you. Right? Yeah. I mean, if you really took the time. So, I don't know, take the time. Do your homework.
Yes, take the time. That's very true.
And trust your gut, literally.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, Cindy.
All right, Jillian.
Something snappy. Yeah. Check it out. We got two new studies we're going over, and both are totally obvious. But for some reason, I feel like Cindy sends me one, and it's like, studies show that exercise can reduce the risk of cancer. I'm like, no. Stop it. I mean, hello. But then, all right, I'm like, all right, I open the link. And this one's about prostate cancer, right?
Colon
cancer, forgive me. And of course, they don't fully understand the mechanisms as to why these men are seeing, you know, a decrease in rates of colon cancer. But we know exercise is the number one form of preventative medicine, whether it comes to heart health, which is the next one, is about how increasing your VO2 max, which basically means your body's ability to utilize oxygen. Mm. So the more efficient your VO2 max is, right, the healthier you're going to be. And then this whole study gets into talking about how athletes who have improved their VO2 max by even 3% are starting to crush competitors they weren't able to crush before, and how they've seen a decrease in heart disease, even in regular individuals that improve their VO2 max. But think about what you're doing. You're improving your cardiovascular system. So of course you're going to be able to work harder and get less winded, work harder for longer by improving your VO2 max. So, of course, your athletic performance is going to improve, but you're also improving your heart health and the health of your lungs. So, yeah. You're burning through stored fat. I mean, like, think of all the stuff you're doing when you're working out. It's also you're increasing the optimizing the function of the mitochondria, which are the little battery packs on your cells. So your cellular function is being improved. Your bones are being stressed, so they're becoming more dense. Your muscles are being taxed, so they're becoming leaner and stronger. Like, all of the stress you're putting on your body, it's responding by becoming leaner, faster, stronger, fitter. And yes, you're going to see all the benefits of that. A heart that's more functional, lungs that are more functional and optimized. And This interesting thing, though, about the colon cancer, or a frick. Yeah, colon cancer. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the way I said frick here, I've said the F word every other day of my life, but for some reason. So, Okay, they recruited 20 guys who survived colon cancer. This was in Queensland. And the scientists asked 10 of the men to start working out strenuously 3 times a week on a stationary bike. They trained for a month after completing the program. They drew blood. The 10 other men completed the same 4x4 interval session, but only once. They drew their blood. And obviously the results are, you know, the guys that worked out consistently had better results. So they have theories that the inflammatory response to exercise is helping them fight off cancer. But remember, when you think about inflammation, remember we talked about the 6 keys, right? That book, yeah. I wrote, and how all these body processes we associate in a negative way, like stress, mm-hmm. or inflammation, are actually good things. It's when they get out of control that they're bad things. Without inflammation, we couldn't fight off a common cold. We couldn't heal an injury. That's what inflammation does. It goes in, it sends little white blood cells and nutrients and all this stuff to the wound, the injury, to fight off an invader, a virus, a bacteria, and it fixes your problem. So if you have a disease to go after, if you think about it, right? Like you're increasing an inflammatory response from fitness, then arguably maybe that would make sense. I would think the inflammatory response would be to repair the muscles or the bones or the condition your cardiovascular system, but they're seeing it help with cancer. There are a host of reasons. Also, fitness releases antioxidants. So it can release free radicals, but as much as it does, it also releases more antioxidants. So it could be that. Who knows what it could be? They don't seem to exactly know either. But there are a lot of different things that are going on in the body. And what exercise does when it's done intelligently is use those body processes in the ways that make us better, faster, stronger. So exercise is stress. Too much exercise without enough recovery will cause injury and break you down. Sure, lower your immune system, cause a stress fracture instead of making your bones more dense. But that's why you have to take a few days off. You use muscle splits. All the workouts I create are strategic. They're done in muscle splits based on function. So these days we train pull muscles. These days we train push muscles. There's rest days in between. There's days off training. HIIT intervals are incorporated in a very short time frame, so we're not overtaxing the system. But can't we get to a place where it goes without saying that working out is the number one form of preventative medicine? And then beyond that, I'm always going to say the most effective fitness is what you show up for consistently, because consistency is the most important thing. So if you're not going to show up for a HIIT workout or a resistance training or a metabolic circuit training session, but you will show up for Pilates, then awesome. I will take Pilates. I mean, if it's Zumba, I'll take Zumba. Like it's like if that's what you're going to show up for consistently, that's going to win every single time. Now, if we're looking at actual techniques, they're good. You could be far more effective and efficient, or I would take Pilates and I would work it into a program that also had resistance training, HIIT intervals, so you're getting the best of everything. You're getting the mobility from Pilates, the strength and the flexibility, but you're also getting the power, the speed, the strength, the cardiovascular conditioning from HIIT, resistance, and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. Lifting weights. So that's what I would do. Now, again, if you're not going to show up for it, but I would say show up for something you love 2 or 3 times a week, and then do something maybe you don't love 2 times a week for 20 to 30 minutes, because when you do it efficiently, it'll work, right? So the way I train people, I train them very intensely for 20 minutes minimum, 30 minutes usually, 45 minutes max. We still have some 45-minute workouts from DVDs that we even created on the workout generator for people that want a 45-minute workout. But if you train effectively and you utilize these techniques, you don't need to be there all day long. In fact, it would be counterintuitive because they're high-stress techniques. So again, the idea is, all right, let's get in there and let's grind. And then you build in recovery time, so you're getting the best results. But the best way, so you want that improved VO2 max, so you're better at your sport, you have better heart health, is HIIT intervals. I am adding, I wonder if this will be up in time, I'm adding 20 just standalone HIIT intervals to our app. Like, you can show up 10 minutes, bang it out.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Just so it's like, okay, I want 10 minutes of HIIT, and it'll be like the most effective 10 minutes. And okay, if that's all you're going to give me that day, I mean, there's literally hundreds of other workouts on there, but if that's what you're going to give me that day, try that if you want to see the improvements. And in a month, you'll see major improvements.
I'm going to have to try that.
You still don't have the app, do you?
No.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science-based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Whatever, Cindy. I mean, we're just waiting on you.
Cindy, what are you doing?
I'm contemplating the next segment, which I...
What is that voice?
I don't know.
It might be emails.
Okay.
Emails. I just ate lunch.
You're feeling lethargic voice?
Comatose voice, yes.
You want to do this from the couch?
This is my living lethargy.
We're ready, girl. We're ready.
All right. Well, Helen writes, I have had ulcerative colitis for over 5 years and find it hard to find a diet that works with an exercise program that doesn't drain my last bit of energy. Can you please help find something with all your resources that can give me a starting point to reduce body fat and keep energy up?
The diet, I can't, I mean, ulcerative colitis, I can't give medical advice, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to talk to your doctor, registered dietitian, about the foods that are safe for you to eat. I mean, I could give it a shot, but I would be sued. So the reality is whatever foods they give you, don't overconsume them, because ultimately, calories in, calories out. So whether they say 1500 calories of chicken and broccoli or 1500 calories of mush, 1500 calories is going to be 1500 calories. So whatever foods they give you, don't overeat them. When it comes to fitness, if like the hardcore workouts are draining you too much, do stuff that's more restorative. Try the yoga program in my app. Go to a yoga class. Try a Pilates class. You know, do steady state cardio. It's not ideal. It's the least ideal, but it will be less draining. So if something like going on a long walk or a long hike is going to make you feel better at the end of the day, go do it. Go do it. It'll be, you won't get results as quickly as you would with like a 30-minute high-intensity workout, but you'll still get results and you won't feel as drained. So dial back the intensity, be a little bit more patient with your time frame, and friggin' don't overeat. And that is the end. Yeah. It's just, there's no, everybody seems to think there's like some sort of special answer just for them. And there's not. Like, if it's too much intensity, make it less intense. If you have to eat certain kinds of foods, just don't overconsume them. I mean, it's annoying, but it's the truth.
All right. Another workout question here from Virginia. Mitochondrial myopathy. I silently cry because after working out easily for 30 minutes on the tread climber. No, that's the end of that sentence. I spend the next 3 days paying for it. I get it. How do people work out and stay fit? And I hate using this word, but when we have disabilities. So it's along the same lines.
All right. I mean, mitochondrial myopathy. I know what mitochondria are. So they're the little battery packs in our cell. Myopathy, my guess is going to be there's obviously her mitochondria are compromised. Mm. I don't know enough about this condition. And again, I'm not a friggin' doctor. And this one, I'm going to have to say, talk to your doctor, because my thought, and I certainly don't know anything about this disease at all, but my thought would be, well, what's going to be the number one thing to boost mitochondria? You know, we talk all about it in the six keys, like proper nutrition, but fitness. So you would think that over time, gradual fitness would improve the health of your mitochondria, but I don't know this disease. Right. So I could be wrong. This is where, you know, you got to talk to your doctor and ask if he knows a physical therapist or a sports medicine doctor that can tell you specifically what you should and shouldn't be doing, and making sure that you're not eating stuff that's going to crash you out, like processed sugars, processed flours are going to tank your blood sugar, you know, eating every 3 to 4 hours so your energy is consistent, making sure you're getting enough sleep between 7 to 9 hours, making sure that you're staying hydrated so you're supporting your body, you know, in every other way. Maybe consider supplementation. I mean, we all know I'm a supplementation person. I've had freaking Shauna Ryder on here from Align Naturals at least twice, like, and Dr. Axe I've had on. So, you know, look for supplements that are natural whole food products. You know, maybe try the Align Naturals, I think it's called Super Greens. Hold on.
Yeah, Super Greens.
Super Greens. Yeah, it's got adaptogens, antioxidants, like all kinds of vitamins and minerals, all organic from whole foods. But I mean, there are ways to work around this stuff. But you got to just be smart and you got to be patient. Mm. Now, again, I don't know this disease, so talk to your doctor, but support your body in all the other ways I mentioned at the same time.
Sounds good. A couple of kids' questions. Yulia wants to know, would you recommend a particular protein powder for kids looking for a quick breakfast smoothie add-on? Not sure if this matters, but they are lactose intolerant, not big meat eaters at all, ages 5 and 6.
Whey protein's totally fine, very low lactose in whey. If for some reason, what's cool about get grass-fed, once again, right? Like Align Naturals has a grass-fed organic whey protein powder. So you're not getting, you know, because it's a casein protein. It's from dairy or ultimately, but then there's very low. Trust me, there's very low lactose. Google it. I'm not wrong. Mm. So, but you still don't want cows that have antibiotics, hormones, or eating genetically modified corn and soy that are heavily sprayed with crap. Like, when cows eat grass, you're getting better quality proteins and fats. None of the hormones and the antibiotics. So we want that super clean. So that's the key. With that said, it also, like, generally you can find naturally flavored whey proteins that are, you can find egg. Egg's also not bad. Mm. Those are going to be the most bioavailable. There are vegan protein powders, but they're kids. So yeah. Yes, Jake.
I use fermented pea protein.
Yeah, there's, if you're not doing, I like whey better, but if you're vegan.
The dairy gets my intestines all.
From whey, babe? There's no lactose in it.
I don't know. I've had it before and I've been farty and.
But did you do like an organic grass fed?
Probably not. I probably use some cheap stuff.
Okay, because then there's probably artificial sweeteners in that and fillers and crap.
Yeah, for the one I use now, I go unflavored. I just mix it in my smoothie.
Alaya has a natural vegetarian one that's hemp, pea.
Yeah,
same thing.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Oh my god, top quality. The brand is premium quality. All organic, all ethically sourced, run by a mommy who was like feeling tired and like got into nutrition. I swear to God. I swear to God. Like, I just, after having my second child, I was so run down. I started a company. I'm like, okay. But yeah. So I would try them on. Try Alaya Naturals. We have a discount code, don't we, on our website? Or haven't we?
Yeah, I think.
Or was that just for the collagen she gave me?
No, hold on. I think we've got a.
All right. Shauna just texted me back. So. She's going to give us a discount code JMPOD, JMPOD, and she'll give us 15% off. There, done. Try that.
I like it. I like it. So, Allison.
Finito.
Allison.
Ask. Receive.
Allison. Says, how do you
are on fire today.
How do you manage?
What are you doing right now?
I'm trying to ask a question.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Listening. Selectively.
How do you manage what your kids eat and educate them on things that you think of as off limits for yourself? How do you make sure
they understand
not to choose these things when they're at parties and events in school? How do you make them do this without feeling deprived?
Did you say, Jillian, off limits to the kids?
I
don't think you practice that.
I don't. Yep. I do the exact. In fact, Shanna like got so pissed at me the other day. We went to the circus. And went to see Cirque du Soleil. No animals. Circus. No animals. Went to see Cirque du Soleil. And I knew we weren't getting dinner that night. It was already 4:30. And by the time we had an hour drive home, it was an hour away from the house.
Oh, you went to San Pedro?
It was like Huntington, Long Beach or something.
Yeah, San Pedro. That's where they're doing the new show.
It's like a 2-hour drive. Yeah. It's like an hour from there back to the house. I was like, oh, they're going to be a wreck. So we get down there. And I was like, go ahead, just, you know, go get, you know, Phoenix got a gross hot dog, Lou got gross popcorn, and then both of them got a treat. And she was like, are you seriously going to let them have all of this? And I was like, well, they're not having dinner. And she's like, babe, popcorn is the grossest. And I was like, but they're missing. I'm like, they're kids, baby. Like, she's like, it's poison. I can't believe you of all people. She was so annoyed with me. And I just was like, look, baby, it's Saturday. She's like, and you let them do it on Sunday. And I try not to let them eat like a hot dog from a place like that, right? We have organic hot dogs at home with organic buns and organic ketchup. It's like Annie's Ketchup, Applegate Farms, friggin' hot dogs. And I don't remember the brand of the hot dog, but the bun, but they're organic. So it's like. But we're at the circus. Sometimes we're at the movie. And, I know it's poison. I do. But I, like, on the weekends, I'm way more chill about it. Like, I pack their lunches and I put treats in their lunch. I put, like, organic gummy bears. They're called, like, yummy bears. Or I'll put, like, Justin's organic peanut butter cups. I give them crap. I'll put, like, an organic Clif Bar in their lunch or something. Kids oatmeal, whatever. Like, I give them sugar. They're not fat. They're not overweight. They don't have weight to lose. So, but like I try to make
They have energy to burn.
Wiener dog is so this big. But when my kids eat that stuff and I don't, or they'll be like, what are you eating, mom? I was like, I'll make a soup literally of my supplements. I supplement all day long, right? Every night at night, I have my nighttime routine. So at night, I'll do the greens that we talk, the Alaya greens. I'll do this thing called like Miracle Reds. I'll put like a lipospheric vitamin C in there to help me absorb my collagen better.
That's the one that comes in the packet, right?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's like a sap.
Yeah.
I like that one. I have it at home.
I do. And then my kids are like, why do you do that? And I tell them, and I'm like, guys, and I tell them all the time, I'm like, you're eating garbage. The stuff you want to eat is shit. So and they know it, and I limit it. But I also know, like, I know my kids, they'll just go, like they'll just go to a friend's house and drink a soda or eat McDonald's with their with Heidi's parents. Or they'll get it. And so I would much rather it not be taboo. And I'm like, it's garbage. You know, you really shouldn't. And it's like, you could do it like on the weekends or whatever. And maybe I am like, maybe I'm more relaxed, but I just don't think. I'm afraid that it's like, don't drink, don't smoke, don't swear. And then when you do that, they're like, I'm going to drink, smoke, and swear.
Well, I mean, I grew up eating pretty healthy stuff. And then when I got to college, I was just like, sure, I'll try that. I'll try this. And it was fun for a while, and then I just sort of went back to eating better because it wasn't off limits. It wasn't like, you know, ooh, I'm cheating or anything like that. It then came down to taste. But I think if they're seeing their parent eat a certain way, and they will live by example. So Allison, if you eat clean, perhaps they will get used to that.
Yeah, I mean, you expose them. Don't be too restrictive. Like, I also limit the amount they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Lou, she wanted pizza last night. Like, it's this place on PCH called Demore's. The meat's organic. I was like, you know, they don't sell by the slice. I had to get a medium pizza, so I was like, Mama. She's like, I know, 3 pieces, Mom. I know. You know, I mean, you know, I'm like, we're good. 3 pieces of pizza, it's good, dude. You know, and she's like, you know. I mean, like, I'm like, we can chill. We don't need the chips and the whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'll control them. I'm like, no. We're not getting this, and this. No. You can get this and this or that and that or whatever. Right. But I'm not too suffocating. I lead by example. They question me. And I know one day they'll come around to it when they get a little older. But I also know my son hides candy around Heidi's house. And of course, Lou is like Jeannie from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Do you remember that movie? We watched that movie where Jeannie is miserable and gets in all the trouble and Ferris is leading the life of Riley. And because she's like, Phoenix hides candy all over the house. I'm like, then hide candy all over the house.
And and Ferris is like playing sick and getting out of it.
Gets away with everything. And she's like, I'll get in trouble. I'm like, dude, look, don't be like, focus on you. Take the chance. Take the shot. You get in trouble. Like, the world won't end. You'll lose your treat that night. Like, I don't, you know, I mean, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
Jeannie.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.